There's a kind of dance called stepping, not to be confused with Irish step dancing. This one has roots in African-American culture, and you use your whole body to mix rhythms and make sounds. The dance form is popular at high schools and colleges. In Washington, D.C., only one public middle school has a competitive step team, the Kelly Miller Middle School. Kids compete against a few other middle schools in the region, and as Kate McGee from member station WAMU reports, these students say they're ready for even more competition.
The sound of the 8-member Kelly Miller step team screaming, stomping, and clapping echoes through the bright, clean hallways of the middle school. They're reviewing step combinations for their final competition this year, and they've got a first-place title to defend, 2 years running. The step team has only been around for a few years. It was started by two teachers at the school who also used to step. They've built a name for themselves, says 7th grader Shalaya Dean, who is also the co-captain.
We're like the jocks at our school. The step team reps Kelly Miller. We're always lit, and like they really like us.
Not only is stepping physically challenging, it requires a lot of performance and emotion. Dean likes that.
You could be petty, you could be mean, you could be nice. Like, you could be like, that's what you get, you can't beat us.
But 8th grader Tamia Robertson says there's only one problem, a lack of competition. There just aren't that many teams in the district.
We went first place, so, like, we want more competition than what we're getting right now to make it harder for us. So, 'cause right now it's not hard, so we're being cocky just to make it harder.
There is no competition on this stage, they say, in this step combination.
Lions Den will take first place!
Step team is a commitment. Students must keep up their grades to perform, and they practice almost every day for hours. Practices include learning the step routines and endurance training. Coaches Shanice Payne and Tatiana Anderson Bowman say when students try out every year, most have little experience stepping.
So we have to build them up in order to be able to stomp and clap and put together a show.
Coach Anderson Bowman started the step group so that students and teachers can connect outside the classroom. Coach Payne says middle school students are often still figuring out who they are. Stepping can help.
I think the most challenging part of stepping for middle school students is finding that alter ego. Would you agree? Yeah. Definitely. So
sometimes we have to be like, you're not Tamika today, you're Tiffany.
And just be different and go out the box.
Performing in perfect unison requires trust and communication. Tristan Washington is a 7th grader and the only boy on the team this year. He says that's his favorite part.
I haven't had collaboration with anybody since I was growing up. So like I've like found like a second family to collaborate with.
Even though stepping is physically challenging, Washington says at their school, boys see it as a girl sport. That doesn't bother him, but it annoys Shalaya Dean.
All we do is mean faces, so I don't know where they get that from.
This is not a game! Ha, ha.
The Kelly Miller step team will get a taste of the competition it's been craving. Later this month, they'll step against some high school teams from the Washington, D.C. region. They're nervous, but students say that won't stop them from challenging their opponents on stage.
Ha, 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 ha.
For Here and Now, I'm Kate McGee.